Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, at a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. And we're going to begin in just a moment by celebrating some of the great Renaissance music publishers, collectors and publishers. Tilman Suzzato also was a composer. Gervais, Falaise, Atelier, and all that will be performed, all of those performed by the Clemencis consort. We're also going to conclude our William Byrd Mass cycle with the Mass for Five Voices, performed by the Talis Scholars, led by Peter Phillips. Now, I know he said last week that we'll conclude the Mass cycle with the 16 under Harry Christophers. However, we will be hearing music of William Byrd performed by the 16 later in the program, a piece from his Gradualia of 1605-1607. We begin with the great Renaissance music publishers. In 1502, the Venetian music printers decided to conquer Europe, and they succeeded. Certainly, masses and motets continued to be kept on brightly illuminated manuscripts in the choir books of princely chapels, but profits from the sale of music could only be assured by a regular daily consumption, songs, madrigals, fancies, and dances. The bourgeoisie, courts and guilds, were the main clients. The 16th century had dances which were in fashion. If all varieties of bass dance were in fashion during the first part of the century, the pavans, galliards, and in France, branlas, enjoyed success later. The French printers Pierre Atelier and Pierre Falaise in Paris, Jacques Modin in Lyon, and the Antwerp publisher Tilman Suzzato were competing to supply the market with simple transcriptions of the latest hits to be played easily on any instrument, or even sung. We're going to hear several selections right now. As I said, Tilman Suzzato was a composer as well as collector and publisher. We're going to hear seven of short pieces by him, pavans, rondos, saltarellos, and then we will hear a short piece of branla by Claude Gervais, another short piece by Pierre Falaise, and we'll conclude with three short pieces of tourdillon, a pavan, and a galliard by Pierre Atelier to perform. Here's the Clemencis consort, directed by René Clemencis.
Thank you.
music from the great Renaissance music publishers. And we began with several short pieces by Tilman Suzzato, a Pavan Rondo Pavan, another Rondo Saltarello, a Hoboken dance, and a Rondo. We follow that with a Blanla by Claude Gervais, then by Pia Feles, La Boscello Ballo Furlano. And we concluded with three short pieces by Pia Arsenier, Todion, Pavan, and Galliard, a performance there by the Clemosis consort here on Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly, and thanks for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. And if you are not a member, you can always become one or renew your membership by going on our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on donate/renew. Next, we're going to conclude our Mass cycle by William Byrd, which we began 2 weeks ago. We'll now finish up with the Mass for Five Voices. To recap, for those of you who didn't hear the previous programs, Byrd wrote three Latin Masses in the first half of the 1590s. Byrd was a Catholic in a country that had been Protestant now since Henry VIII broke from Rome in the 1530s. His daughter Elizabeth was no less a champion of the new religion. Thereby, those who chose to remain Catholic, called recusants, found themselves hounded for additional taxes or persecuted in other ways, sometimes even ending up at the stake. That Byrd was able to write new music in the Latin tradition in order to strengthen the recusant Catholic element in the nation points to how respected his music was throughout Europe. The Queen looked the other way as long as he didn't do anything that could be labeled seditious. The three Masses were his crowning glory in this format, written primarily to be performed in the homes of prominent English Catholics. Here now, the last of these, the Mass for Five Voices of William Byrd. The Talis Scholars are directed by Peter Phillips. And you have just heard the Mass for Five Voices of Elizabethan Jacobean English composer William Byrd, the last of his Mass cycle, written in the early 1590s, a performance there by the Tallis Scholars, led by Peter Phillips, here on Distant Mirror. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. I know I said I was going to play that by the 16 under Harry Christopher's when I mentioned it last week. That particular performance includes the propers of the Mass, and I wanted to continue to present these Masses as I have run along with just the ordinary. We will hear the 16 under Harry Christopher's right now, though, with music of William Byrd. We're going to hear a piece from his Gradualia, which was a liturgical collection, a two-volume collection, from 1605 to 1607. Some of these written earlier, but not published until 1605 or 1607. The principal contents consist of the propers of the Mass for each of the principal feasts of the Roman Church year, as well as for the votive Masses of the Blessed Virgin. We're going to hear a piece called Quomodo Cantabimus right now. Here's the 16 under Harry Christopher's, music of William Byrd. And war music there, William Byrd, performed by the 16 under Harry Christophers, the liturgical piece Quo Modo Cantabimus, here on Distant Mirror. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. We're going to stay in England and conclude with two pieces by Robert Jones, late Elizabethan, more of a Jacobean composer. His dates 1577 to 1617. English lutenist and composer, the most prolific of the English lute song composers, in fact, along with Thomas Campion. He ran a school in London. Records show that he had a patent or monopoly to train children for the Queen's revels between 1610 and 1615. That would have been the Queen consort to James I. He collaborated with Philip Rossiter to present plays at the Whitefriars Theatre. He was recorded as a gentleman of the Chapel Royal in 1612. He published 5 volumes of simple and melodious lute songs and 1 of madrigals. His 27 madrigals are mostly to texts about birds. Birds merry, sweet, shrill, crowing, or melancholic. Shakespeare quoted his song Farewell, Dear Love in Twelfth Night. We're going to hear 2 lute songs right now of his. The first, My Complaining Is But Feigning, and then we'll follow that with As I Lay Lately in a Dream, music of Jacobean composer Robert Jones. Here is soprano Amy Elizabeth Wheeler, and she's accompanied by lutenist Yaroslav Lipsky.
My complaining is but fading, all my love is but in jest. Fa-la-la, 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 fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la. And my courting is but sporting, in most showing meaning least. Fa-la-la, 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 fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la. Out what sadness, in what gladness, representeth in my mind. Fa-la-la, 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 fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la. Most feigning, most obtaining, such good thing in love I find. Fa-la-la, 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 fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la. To our wood ladies, this my trade is, 2 minds in one breast I make her fit for the consort. in the key. You must not strain her strings so high, for fear the fiddle chance to crack. Nor let the strings, nor let the strings be too slack. The D-up song is her sound, the lowest note is most profound. Oh, this is rare, a very, very rare, a very, very rare, a very, very rare. A wondrous thing. So fair, a fiddle, a fiddle, a fiddle, diddle, diddle, diddle.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror this week with music of Jacobean composer, English composer, Robert Jones. From a CD called What Thing Is Love, we heard soprano Amy Elizabeth Wheeler, accompanied by Renaissance lutenist Yaroslav Lipsky, two pieces by Jones, My Complaining Is But Feigning, and As I Lay Lately in a Dream. And thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Till next week at the same time, Salus et Vita.